Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 19th. Happy Saturday. I want to remind you why we do this. Why do we read God's Word together? It's because we want to know God more. We want to experience Him personally, not just intellectually, but through His Word, knowing His character. We're in Job 42 today, Mark chapter 6, and then Proverbs 19. I'm reading the passages from the English Standard Version. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you will make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. That's Job 42, verses 4 through 6. In this passage, Job has already suffered a ton, and he went through a long series of questioning God, and then he encounters God, not just in an intellectual way, but in a personal way, and it leads him to repentance and dust and ashes. And so I want us to think about our lives and how we are experiencing God. Wayne asked me a great question this week. Do you really love God? Like, is there a relationship of love? Or are we going through the motions of reading God's Word, which is really good, but is there a conversation and love shared there? It was very challenging for me. And my hope is that as we see God at work, we do become a people who repent and also move forward in joy because we know the maker of the universe. Let's move over to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, 'Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.' So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them." Oh man, there's so much in this passage that I want to talk about. We could spend a lot of time on Jesus being rejected in his own hometown, but I really want to hone in on Jesus's instruction to his disciples. Maybe the most challenging part for me is that he told them not to take anything except their staff. So nothing to eat, no bag, no money. Just this past Sunday, I was with the Grace group and we were talking through a get to know you question. How do you pack and what is one of your essentials? We so far removed from the gospel time, the time of Jesus's life on earth, we think, oh, we got to have so many things. We overpack. And I'm just really challenged to pull back just a little bit and to look at the spiritual message here that Jesus is saying, I am enough. I will provide for you. You don't have to worry about all the preparedness and thinking through what you're going to say and whether you said it exactly right or any of that. Just obey, follow me, go out and tell the world what Christ has done. And then we see the fruit of their labors, that they were able to see people come to repentance, and they cast out many demons and anointed the sick with oil, and they were healed. Our Proverbs reading today is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. Desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. This proverb reminds us that we shouldn't be impulsive, but our decisions should be made with knowledge, and our desires need to have that wisdom behind them. I don't know if this is a good connect or not, but I thought about that. The marine adage that I was taught by Eric Kelly that says, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Perhaps the Lord today is calling us in a situation to move deliberately and thoughtfully and with His wisdom. And when we're in our spiritual life and our practical life, that a lot of times we just need to slow down and think about the situation and then move forward in faith and hope that the Lord will help us not to miss our way. Thank you all for listening along on this Holy Saturday as we anticipate worshiping together and celebrating again the resurrection. Will you pray with me? Father, we come in great gratitude and joy. We ask, Lord, that today, as we contemplate you being in the tomb, that the excitement of tomorrow would overwhelm us, the joy of knowing that Christ has risen, and that because you have risen from the dead, we too will rise one day, that death has been defeated, and one day you will fully and finally restore all things. And we long for that day. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.